Come on up.
If you are under 7th grade, you're welcome to be up here. You can even come up with your
in high school, but it's not as likely.
Come on up.
All right.
When do you get an invitation like that, huh?
You sit down right there.
Excellent. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, turn towards me so you can see me. Welcome. Some of you, I do not have no clue who your names are. So why don't everybody just say your name all at once, okay? Ready, set, go.
Michael Aiden.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to know your names better, but we won't do it right at this moment.
Hey, come right over here, have a seat. Okay. So, I'm expecting that some of you are expecting to get something today or tomorrow or something.
I got Christmas presents.
What are they? What?
I got Christmas presents.
You got Christmas presents? So you're expecting to get some gifts?
I already did.
You already did? Well, great. How about the rest of you? Do you think you're getting any gifts this Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nothing but coal.
Nothing but coal, the oldest one says. He knows them, don't you? Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of people are expecting to get some gifts this year, you know? And that's really kind of fun, isn't it? Don't you like opening presents? Mm-hmm. I like opening presents. It is fun. And have you ever, can you remember a Christmas where you didn't get a present? Probably not, right? You've gotten one probably every year, at least maybe not your first year, I don't know, but who knows. The thing is, it's present time, right? It's gift time. I like that. And you like that too, right? So today, I don't have any gift for you. Because they're coming tomorrow or tonight. But that's not what I want to talk to you about. Something happened to this boy today. He got turned 3 and all of a sudden he's S-H-Y. So, that's very unusual. He's usually helping in giving the message here, right? So, I'm going to share with you a verse, but before I share that verse, I want to ask you a question. What is the best gift you've ever gotten, aside from things that come under the tree? Best gift, whatever it might be. What? Have you ever gotten a little brother or a little sister? That's a great gift, isn't it? Okay.
I have a baby brother.
What?
I have a baby brother.
You have a baby brother? That's a gift, isn't it? Yeah. From your parents, from God. What other kinds of things have you gotten, maybe not at Christmas time, that have been a great gift? Can you think of anything? Nothing? You guys are so quiet. Huh? Legos? Okay. We're getting into Christmas gifts now, aren't we? Did you get those at Christmas or another time? Okay. Good.
Laughter.
Another time. What?
Laughter.
Laughter? Oh, look at that. Laughter is a gift.
Happiness.
I like that. Happiness. Okay.
Smiling.
Birthday presents. Presents on your birthday. There's, you know, getting gifts is a lot of fun. Getting gifts and opening presents and what?
But giving gifts are better.
Did you look at the title of this message or did you read the scripture ahead of time?
Mm-mm.
Well, what did you just say? Say it one more time.
Giving gifts to others happier.
Giving gifts makes you happier. Amen. Let's pray.
That was all.
I'm going to share the Bible verse now. Here's the Bible verse. It is from Acts chapter 20, verse 35. And I want you to tell me this. Let's look at me. I want you to tell me who said this. Now, this is not in the Gospels. It's not Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And keep in mind, Paul wrote Romans, but this is in the book of Acts. So Acts 20, verse 35. This is going to be a surprise to some people when they find out who it was. All right. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It's in the book of Acts. Who do you think said that?
God. Jesus?
It's always the first guest. Yes, it was Jesus, and it was God. Yep, it was Jesus. It's in red in my book. Can you see that? The words are in red there. I'll read the whole verse to you.
The red words are what Jesus said.
That's right. The red words are what Jesus said. This is what Paul wrote. Or not Paul. This was what the writer of the book of Acts says. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You might think, oh, I didn't get this present, or I didn't get this gift. But you know what? Instead, we should say, what can I give to somebody else? And it may not have to be a physical thing. It may not be a present in a box. But it might be a thank you. It might be happiness. It might be a hug or laughter. But you know, Jesus is the one who gives us. God gave us the best gift, right? He gave us the best gift. And it came in a regular wrapping of skin. And that was Jesus. He came. God came and took on human flesh as a tiny little baby so that he would live a sinless life and come and die on the cross for our sins so that we could be given the gift of eternal life and forgiveness of sins. That's an amazing gift for us. And you know, you can never outgive God. I've heard people say that. Because God is the best giver. He is the greatest giver. But we can sure try to be like God, right? Don't just think about yourself this Christmas and the gifts you get. Think about maybe how you could be a gift to somebody else or give a gift of love to somebody else. In the context of this, he was talking about the weak, about giving to the weak, giving to those who were in need. And that's one really good way to show love. So, thank you, and let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much for your giving us gifts and being so giving. Help us, God, to be like you, knowing what Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Help us, God, to be like you in that way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. Take your socks and shoes.